Delaware political and legal leaders fear the state's lucrative incorporation kingdom is in jeopardy after Elon Musk moved Tesla and SpaceX to Texas and criticized Delaware. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the controversial proposal to prevent a threatened Delaware exit.
In the parlance of Delaware insiders, the franchise is king. The franchise pays for about one-third of state government services. Think schools, cops, health programs, and so much more, to the tune of more than $2 billion a year. The franchise is the biz-friendly incorporation system that has attracted more than 2 million business entities and two-thirds of the Fortune 500 to register in the nation's second smallest state. Amazon, NVIDIA, and the parents of Google and Facebook are among the franchisees who fork over $250,000 apiece every year. But today, fear is rampant that the franchise is in trouble. They worry about the fallout of Musk's blistering criticism of a Chancery Court judge who last year denied Musk a $56 billion Tesla pay package, citing conflicts with board members. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and other mega companies have since said they might follow Tesla and SpaceX out of Delaware.
There is no longer the inclination to tell clients and to conclude that Delaware is the place to set up your corporation. And that is potentially the source of a tipping point that would be devastating for the state and its taxpayers and workers and everybody here.
That's Lawrence Hammermesh. He's professor emeritus at Delaware Law School and one of four top lawyers who just drafted a bill that aims to convince business titans that Delaware should remain America's corporate capital. But Charles Elson, a retired University of Delaware expert on corporate governance, says the measure would limit lawsuits by favoring company founders and top execs over institutional investors like Vanguard that fuel the world of finance.
If we lose the support of the investors of this world, it's curtains for our franchise. And you're designing a bill that not only shifts the balance away from shareholders or out of equipoise, you're creating that is so weighted in favor of controlling shareholders that our neutrality to the world will dissipate.
Secretary of State Sharani Patibanda Sanchez said there's no evidence yet of a looming Dexit. The term is a play on Brexit, Great Britain's departure from the European Union. But Delaware isn't waiting.
If you are acting after the trends are happening, then we're much too late to the game. Being reactive is not where you want to be when it comes to being responsive and maintaining Delaware's reputation. Being proactive is the key here.
State Rep. Sean Lynn counters that there's no reason to cave in to Musk's outsized megaphone as President Trump's key advisor and head of the social media platform once known as Twitter. And he doubts a significant number of companies will really bolt.
We have not seen anything that suggests there's some mass exodus or dexit from Delaware. The data just doesn't exist. Is it legitimate? I'm threatening this because I genuinely feel that Delaware is out of balance. Or is it more that they are saber rattling because they sense blood in the water and fear and are just angling for a better deal?
The bill has bipartisan support, however, and legislative leaders say it could pass and be on new Governor Matt Meyer's desk within a few weeks. Meyer says he supports reasonable changes to protect the franchise and shore up his state's financial stability. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.